first of all, why you sneak away from interviews every day? This is the only part of football you don't like, talking to the media?
Yeah, for sure. I know. I suck at interviews. I sound dumb in them, so that's why I try to get away from it.
Nobody believes that except for you, but we'll keep it simple.
Okay.
New coach in the room this year, right? Lewis Powell, who obviously he played the position here, and he's been part of this Utah football program for a while now. How has him being your position coach changed the group?
I think we've become even closer than we were last year. I've known Lou since I was little, growing up in this program. He played with my cousin a long time ago. But I think I just see him as one of the boys as well as a coach. So I think it's really cool that we can go to him every day and, you know, just talk to him and become that, to have that a closer relationship than you would with like another coach that you don't really know as like that close to you and growing up with him.
Yeah. It looks like when we see you guys interacting, right, it's kind of that big brother relationship. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But obviously he's also your coach. Mm-hmm. So does that line ever get crossed? Is it tough to kind of make sure that you're, I don't know, showing him the proper amount of respect as a coach while still being family?
Yeah. You know, I think we try to keep it as professional as we can. You know, seeing him as a big brother as well as a coach, we try to not cross that line too many times. You know, we can joke here and there, but all the time is not good. So, you know, you got to take him as a coach as well. And I think we have a good boundary with that.
You already mentioned the family connection. I played with your cousin while I was up here, too. Obviously, your dad's a Utah football legend and things like that. The name on the back of your jersey means as much to a lot of people as the name on the front of your jersey does, right? Extra pressure for you? Is it just an honor to carry on the legacy? How do you approach it?
You know, my dad's told me before I even came up here, just pave your own road. So I've been just following that as close as I can as possible. Trying to just make my name known just for myself. I know we share the same name and all that. I don't really feel as much pressure as everybody would probably think this all, but there still is that doubt in the back of my head. But I think I've done good up to this point.
Yeah, I mean, you've done pretty well up to this point. You came in as the young cat ready to play right away, and now you're one of the kind of elder statesmen. Right now, it's part of your job to bring the young cats along. How do you feel about these young defensive linemen? Big, impressive bodies.
Yeah.
But how do you feel about their performance, and how are they fitting into the chemistry of the group?
Way better than I did when I came in. You know, I was a lot quieter. These guys are more vocal. They come hang out with us all the time. I think they mix in very well with our chemistry. And like you said, they have big bodies, but their talents, their potential's there. But, you know, we got to find it in them. They're still young, 17-year-old kids, 18-year-old guys. I think we all got to take a role. I know I'm an older guy now, so we just got to take that role in progressing them as I was progressed as a younger guy with the older guys.
When I talked to Lou, he said, you know, we got three starting caliber defensive linemen, three starting caliber defensive tackles, and you, Lowell, and Fassoni. How are you guys handling that rotation in practice?
Oh, I think it's very nice. It's good to get a breather in practice, especially in practice. You know, you're heavy, your legs are tired, all that, and then you just get the call where you're coming out and somebody comes and subs in, takes a few plays off of you. It's a great rotation. Once we get all of us back together, all three of us healthy for the season, I think we'll be straight.
I've been asking all the defensive linemen about the express package. That five-man front, I think, is fantastic. Is it something that you're hoping to play a lot in this year?
Yeah, most definitely. I like the one-on-one matchups that it creates. You know, you have Kylie one-on-one, Hunter one-on-one, Pizza one-on-one, Lowell's one-on-one. I mean, it creates mismatches all across the line.
Speaking of Lowell, right, Lowell's got a lot of that preseason All-American hype. That's a dude that's playing next to you all the time. You ever talk trash to him, you know, hey, you got to step it up, you got to live up to that hype? Or does he already internalize that?
You know, he doesn't like to talk about it at all, but I like to bring it up. And I know it gets under his skin a lot, so I love to bring it up and get underneath him if he's out of line or something.
Speaking of one-on-one matchups, we don't ever get to watch one-on-one pass rush drills because we only get here the last 20 minutes of practice. How are those going against this offensive line group?
Oh, these guys are amazing. I think they're one of the best groups in the conference by far. They progressed so much as a unit since last year. I think they're working together a lot more. So one-on-ones is really helping us a lot.
The pass rush, obviously, is something that 2 years ago, Utah had the best pass rush in the entire country. A little bit of a dip last year. Still productive, but a little bit of a dip. We're looking at guys like Kylie and Hunter and Pita, and it just seems like that group and who knows who else should be able to put together some good sack numbers this year. Is that a point of emphasis in practice?
Yeah, we work on a lot of moves, a lot of pass rush moves, a lot of pass rush techniques. Coach Lou's been harping on that. So I think we also need to just be balanced in both the run and the pass.
For you personally, what's the one area of your game you wanted to improve most for this season over last?
Pass rush. So I'm glad Lou is bringing emphasis on that. I need to get my pass rush up. A lot of times last year in the game when I got tired, I just resorted to a bull rush. I need to get more moves into my arsenal, put it into the toolbox, and just keep working on that.
Last year we saw you bumping out and playing a little bit of defensive end. Can you still do that?
Yeah, I think I still can. We used it a couple times during camp, so I think I can still do that.
Is that something you like doing, or do you prefer to stay down inside?
Oh, I like it. I like going both inside and outside. It's fun. I think it's a lot more experiencing. Yeah, I think I find it fun.
Less than 2 weeks until the first game. Mm-hmm. You guys are over being out here at camp, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Install for Southern Utah starts on Monday. You guys ready to get this thing going?
Yeah, I think we're all ready for the season already. That's how everybody feels coming out of camp, so I think we're ready for that.
It's been a good camp, though?
Yeah, been a great camp.
And you're healthy?
Yes, healthy.
And the D-line group looks like they're pretty healthy.
Yeah, I think this is the healthiest we've been so far in any camps lately, so I think we're a good group right now.